Realm Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network, live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Welcome to another episode of Revelations. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. We have a really, really unique and fun concept tonight. One of my favorite people on the planet has agreed to be our guest, and he is a fantastic radio personality. In fact, he does two shows, and they could not be more dynamically different. I don't even know how he does it. And he is a radio personality. He owns his own radio station. He's a producer. He's a personality. He does two shows. It's host of On Air with Tony Sweet. And then he also does a show called Truth Be Told. And I'm going to tell you more about those shows, but after I introduce our guest tonight. Tony. Hi, Tony. Are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, Colby?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I was waiting for you to announce somebody else, but then I was like, oh, she's talking about me.
I am talking about you. And I mean, this is unbelievable. So, you know, for anyone who doesn't know, you do two separate shows. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, and they're very different. So your first show is On Air with Tony Sweet. And this is kind of like an entertainment talk show, right? It's like Hollywood buzz, latest gossip, things like that. Is that right?
Yeah. I've had that the longest. It's almost 9 years I've done it.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's hard.
Wow. And it has, like you said, reality radio format. What does that mean?
You know how reality TV, you never know what you're going to listen to or hear. So it's like, yeah, anything can be said. Anything can be done. And sometimes things shock me what people are open up about themselves and about their career. So, yeah, it's reality. So that's why I say reality radio.
And you do everything. So you have celebrities, you have politicians, religious figures. So you probably get your hands into everything.
I'm an ADD person, so I can't stick to one thing because it bores me too fast. So yeah, whatever I see on television, read about, or meet somebody that interests me, I pretty much have the gambit. I mean, it's like you can just roll a dice and never figure out what I'm going to talk about or who I'm going to have on the show.
Wow. And now the other show, which is the one we're probably going to talk about a lot tonight. Perfect. Is Truth Be Told. I mean, first of all, just the title is so draws me in. And this is more about kind of investigating the paranormal. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. It's wow. Actually, and I have to say, between the two, it's my favorite. And I hate to choose my, you know, say which
like
child I love more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the other one a lot. I enjoy it. It does make me laugh and have a good time. But this one I learn from. So, yeah, I have a great time doing it with my co-host, Eddie Connor. So,
yeah, Eddie. And Eddie is an intuitive as well. So Eddie is intuitive. He's been doing this for years, for goodness, right?
Like, oh, God, at least 25, close to 30 years. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't look it. So that's not
how
he looks it, because he looks like a baby. But
and I act like a baby. So we're
you're perfect pair. And truth be told. Now, this really what you do is you go into this paranormal investigation, but you cover everything. I mean, you'll do UFOs, ghost hunting, everything that you can think of. Mm-hmm. So what made you think of this concept?
Well, like I said, when I started On Air with Tony Sweet, you know, I think like we all do in our life, we evolve. We evolve into, you know, being young and having a good time, and to where, you know, we're kind of seekers of truth. And that's where I became more interested in doing the second show, Truth Be Told, with Tony and Eddie, because I started, you know, hitting my 40s, mid-40s, and now closer to the late 40s now. And I started thinking about what I wanted to do, what I wanted to learn in my lifetime. You know, because I own a business, I don't get to travel like I want to. So I thought, you know, I'm going to start bringing people to me. and that's
and some of them may be alien people, but right, you're bringing them.
Right, from all dimensions. Yeah, and that's how Truth Be Told really come about. I wanted to start learning. I'd walk away from my entertainment show entertained, but I never really learned anything other than, you know, a new television show coming out or a new Broadway, you know, a new movie coming out. But something with Truth Be Told, I actually can walk away and go, wow, I did not know that. And now I'm all the wiser.
Wow. And so what kind of things have you learned? Like what? I'm just curious, like, give me an example of a story that you really didn't have a clue going in, or maybe you had a perception of something going in and you came out of that episode either completely changed or having a different perception or just learning something.
Well, I mean, again, we, you know, going from all different arenas and genres that you know, most of us don't get a chance to talk face to face with some of these experts, and they're experts in their fields. But one of the biggest ones, I would say, Clifford Mahoney. He's a tribal elder from New Mexico. He, like I said, this is one of the beginning ones, and it kind of stands out to me because he just impressed me so much. But he's from New Mexico. He got into the government. He was in the military and then got into the back end of the government, where the secret society type of stuff. But he talked about how the government itself was not necessarily what we think it is. You know, this is the conspiracy theory.
Oh, wow.
To where from the presidents not being voted in, but they're picked in advance, and you're like, what? You know, like what in the heck? Where the heck? No, I've been for all these years, but no, he definitely talks about his time in the military, secret governments. And now he's back on the reservation. He's a Zuni elder, by the way.
What is a Zuni elder for anyone who doesn't know?
Well, Zuni is just another tribe, you know, for like Cherokee or Apache.
Okay.
Or Sioux. But Zuni is just a tribe that there's a Zuni reservation in New Mexico, around Taos, New Mexico. And he's about 90 years old at the time, and this was a couple of years ago when we interviewed him, so he has to be over 90-something now. Such a wise man, such a caring man, and he just wants, you know, to bring to light to the white man his tribe's ancestors and their rituals and just to educate us in a way that can bring us back to spirituality, where I think a lot of the people that we grew up with religion has kind of, you know, didn't really do too good for the Native Americans. So, yeah, he brought a lot of wisdom to me and really caught my attention to really want to go into this field of what we do.
Oh, wow. So it's kind of nice because it sounds like he works with such purpose, and then it kind of showed you your purpose.
Yes, yes. and he brought, you know, he also talked about UFOs of how, you know, a lot of times the reservations, there are a lot of sightings. I mean, a lot of sightings, and this sightings with Native Americans go back thousands and thousands of years, and even contact with Native Americans. So, I mean, they completely believe that there are extraterrestrials and alien life forms and alien life civilizations out there.
Huh. And do you believe that?
Oh, yes. Of course I do. I mean, you can't be in this. I mean, you can be a healthy skeptic, but I definitely don't believe that every sighting in the world is a sighting of an alien ship. But I do believe that there are a lot of unexplained situations, and then there are explained situations that the government just doesn't want to tell us.
We're going to do one of those after the break. That's for sure.
Yes.
That sounds really interesting. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. And one of the things I always say, you know, is sometimes, like, at least in this business, people will show photos of orbs. Like, someone will take a picture and they'll think it's orbs. And then you always have someone saying, well, it's not an orb. And I thought, I'm always like, listen, we got someone who is being open to the process. We've got someone who is saying, hey, I've got an orb. Let's just encourage them and not discourage, right?
So, right, exactly. Like,
you know, don't tell everyone their sighting is not a sighting. Then people are going to, they're not going to have the confidence to come forward. It's like, let people come out. Let us talk about it. Let us kind of all learn and grow from it, right?
Oh, of course. And that's, and like I said, for people like this, I learn. And even if I don't believe everything, I definitely take that piece of information they give me, and it gives me an excuse to go out and learn for myself.
Do something else. Yeah. So, well, we're going to take a break in just a second here. It's just a few minutes, and then, but when we come back, I definitely want to hear about this government conspiracy.
Yes.
It sounds so fascinating. So for all your listeners out there, we are talking to Tony Sweet. He is the host of Truth Be Told. It's on Fridays from 4 to 6. That's Pacific Standard Time. And his co-host is Eddie Connor. And you can find them on ubnradio.com. And really, really glad to have you tonight, Tony, and can't wait to hear about this.
Anytime. You know where to find me.
Oh, yeah, I do. I'll just Google now.
That's right.
Absolutely. So hang on tight, and we'll come back after the break. Tony Sweet, everybody.
See you in a sec.
Okay.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Colby and another episode here of Rebelations. We have Tony Sweet here as our guest tonight, and he is the host of Truth Be Told. It is a show that really revolves around unearthing. Do you like that word, Tony?
I do. Unearthing. I love it.
Unearthing all these truths and conspiracy theories and getting to the bottom of things. So welcome back, Tony. Nice to have you.
Thank you, my dear. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, right before the break, we were talking about government conspiracy theories and, right, and things that have happened that the government really doesn't want us to know. So do you think that happens?
Oh, yeah. Yes. In fact, I'm going to bring up one of my former guests, and she's been on a couple of times. But I had the chance of interviewing Laura Eisenhower, which is President Eisenhower's great granddaughter. And she, wow, she blew my mind because, talking about conspiracy, that she did, you know, she's another one that says that presidents are picked way in advance. They're groomed to be president, way before they even get into the political field.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. This is straight from her mouth, and you can go back and listen to all, you know, the podcast or the video of it. But it's, I found it really fascinating. And she said that, most of the presidents, if you go back in history, have a link in family trees. There's a bloodline that most of the presidents have been related somewhere down the
line.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and again, for the people that are listening, please look. This is what Eddie and I say. Truth Be Told is about listening to our show. You may disagree, you may agree with what our people say, but if you don't agree, just go and research it for yourself. And sometimes you find answers that you may not want to know, you may not want to hear, but it definitely, sometimes there's answers out there right in front of our face. It's just we never really look for it. So, but she also says that, you know, we've been to the moon, but we definitely, we've already colonized Mars. We've been there for decades. She was recruited to be one of the participants in going to Mars, and she refused because she said there was something about it she did not want to be involved in.
Yeah. Well, the fact that it's Mars, I wouldn't want to be involved in.
Me too. I'm like, I'm
good here. I'm good in my house. you can barely get me on an airplane.
Right. That's right. What I said. I was like, if they asked me to, I would have said no, because I'm there's no movie theaters there, I know for sure. That was, I mean, it's fascinating to hear people that have some either a family name that's, you know, significant,
yeah,
in the government that can verify it. And I even asked her, I said, are you nervous about telling this information? How does your family feel about you talking like this? And some family, you know, because of their descendant of Eisenhower, that, you know, they've made pacts of saying that keeping this information silent. But she chose, because she said it was just right that the people needs to know. In fact, her great-grandfather also met face-to-face with aliens when he was president. And in fact, if the people go out and look, that at one time when President Eisenhower went to Palm Springs, he disappeared. He disappeared. No, Secret Service didn't know where he went. His wife didn't know where he went. He ended up in Los Angeles saying that he needed a root canal.
Wow.
And they're like, but how did you get to Los Angeles in the first place? But what he did is he went to the Air Force Base out by Death Valley. I can't remember the name of it, but 29 Palms or something like that. But he did. That's where he met with Grays. He met with, you know,
who?
The Grays.
What's
aliens.
The Grays?
The Grays.
Oh, that's what they call the alien.
Yeah, there's different species. I can't name them all.
But, I haven't been up to date on my alien colonies. So
look that up. Yes.
Wow.
So he did. Yeah.
So are they really gray? Is that the gray like when we see the image of?
Yeah. Yeah. The Grays with the big eyes and shape head. That's the Grays.
Wow. Right. This is crazy. I'm gonna have to look at this.
Right.
This is amazing.
You should.
And so now his granddaughter, let's say Obama, okay? Do they find that Obama has a family connection, or did she not talk about it?
Yeah, he's distant cousins of the Bush family.
No.
Yeah, look it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is so crazy. Now, what about the Masons? Is the Masons also connected to this, or that's completely different, Freemasons?
Well, you know, the Freemasons, and that's one I've had some people on that were Freemasons. I can't remember the book title, but a gentleman about 3 or 4 months ago was on. He's a Freemason. In fact, I want to go to a lodge meeting. I just want to see I'm not going to learn anything from the first meeting anyway. They're not going to open up that easy. But he wrote a book about how the Freemasons were formed, and that, in fact, they were formed from the Knights Templar back when religion started, when the Catholic Church started, is when the Knights of the Templar began. And Knights of the Templar were there to protect the Pope and the religion and the treasures of the Pope and the Church itself. Well, hundreds of maybe 1,000 years later, one of the popes started, for some reason, thinking that the Knights Templar were trying to steal his power and money. Well, that was not true. They were just really trying to protect him from outside sources. Well, the Pope, he ended up putting pretty much a hit on all the Knights Templars. So they started killing and murdering and chopping off heads and burning them at the stake. So the Knights Templar went into hiding, and then they changed the name of Knights Templar to the Masons so they could go into
hiding. Wow.
Yeah. And so, in fact, the Masons are not religious based. So they don't care if you're Christian, Muslim, atheist, Jewish, whatever. They are very open because of what happened. I don't know if this is what I want to support.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That is so interesting. So, I wonder if I heard that they're kind of related to politicians also, though, but maybe it's just because they don't want to be connected to all the religions.
Well, George Washington was a Mason. In fact, my seventh grade grandfather was Richard Stockton. He was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you.
I know, because I love doing family history.
Your bloodline.
I know. Why am I not president? So, but yeah, he was a Mason. He was also a Mason. And, you know, I've never known anybody in my family in the last 100 years that were Masons. But they were, being part of the founding families of the United States. I would say probably about a third of the signers were Masons.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, I'm still trying to recover from the fact that all the presidents are kind of related.
I thought that at first. I was like, no, that can't be true. But then when I did my research, it's pretty true. And that's why I think right now with the Donald Trump, he's not part of the bloodline. So that's why the whole establishment is not for him, because it's like, wait a minute, you're throwing what we do off. So
Right. And I think he pretty much kind of came into it on his own, didn't he? Like self-supported. Yeah.
I mean, even though I'm not a supporter of his, it's one of those.
Side note for any listeners, don't get the wrong idea.
I don't support it, but it's, definitely he, it's one of those things that really rocked the boat, and they don't like that.
Huh. That is so, it's interesting because we really think that there's all this free will and all this decisions, and we all get to contribute. But it seems like the government, with these conspiracy theories and hiding information and already predetermining presidencies, it is interesting how the government really does play a huge part in our civilization.
Oh, definitely. No, it's definitely that they've been playing a part since day one. I mean, and it goes back to the Anunnaki, which, I don't know if you know the Anunnaki. The Anunnakis are the ones that many believe, the ancient astronaut theorist. If you watch Ancient Aliens and move on, but mostly Ancient Aliens. But the Anunnaki were the ones that brought the humans here to this world. And because what happens, they were here to mine gold for their civilization. And well, they didn't want to do all the work, so they had to find somebody to do it. And so apparently they brought us here, and then they started doing DNA enhancement. So we could be a little more intelligent to work better. So yeah, I know. That's why I said
we're like the lab rats.
We are, and you know, we just happen to evolve into what we are today. And you know, I don't believe that we came from monkeys or anything like that. So I mean, when I was younger, I thought maybe that's the case, but I don't think so anymore. I think that I can see where we did have DNA help.
Oh my goodness. Well, and it would make sense too, as we were talking, you know, that our DNA does seem to come from different sources. So it kind of makes sense. We keep thinking we're derived from all these different sources, but how could we be? You know what I mean? How could that DNA be from like dolphins and then from apes and then from, you know,
right,
God source? So it is interesting. It is interesting to like, I mean, like, I hope that someday we kind of all get to the bottom of it rather than it just being all these theories, you know. It'd be nice for someone. Has anyone like really proven it? Oh, you know what? Don't answer that. We're going to actually go to break. Yeah. And then, so we're going to find out if you've come across any of your experts who've been able to prove this, or at least prove it pretty convincingly. That sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. All right. So for anyone who's just tuning in, we're talking to Tony Sweet. He is a fabulous radio personality, one of my favorite people, host of Truth Be Told. You are on, what, every Friday night from 4 to 6 with your co-host, Eddie Connor.
Yep.
And it's on UBN Radio. And are you Channel 1 or Channel 2?
Channel 1.
Channel 1. So Channel 1 on UBN Radio every Friday, 4 to 6. So everybody tune in, and we'll come back with Tony Sweet right after the break.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Revelations with Colby. I'm your host, and we have Tony Sweet here tonight. He's the host of Truth Be Told. It is a show in which they really try to discover the truth about, you know, aliens, UFO investigations, abductions, Freemasons, you name it. They try to get to the bottom of it. So welcome back, Tony.
Thank you so much.
And right before the break, so we were kind of talking about this theory that we could possibly be coming, our DNA, our actual origin is not really from the sources that we've been taught. They're actually from alien sources. Is that right?
Well, yes. I mean, there's always going to be, you know, archaeologists, scientists that have their own belief, and, you know, it may vary and they may even disagree, but a few of the people that I've had on the show, you know, did talk about, you know, there are DNA, extraterrestrial DNA, and sometimes they call it junk DNA. And they do make it into, they do clarify it as an extraterrestrial code.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you can't prove a DNA, it does kind of, it baffles you. It's like working in that field for so long and working with so many people. And not everybody has that. You know, there's some people that have more junk DNA or alien extraterrestrial DNA than others.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just curious, does that show up? Like, if you had a DNA test, is there something that shows up that would indicate that?
Well, I recently had the Ancestry.com DNA testing. I mean, mine, honestly, was...
And it just said, out of this world.
Right, it said, out of the... You're an alien. I had like 1% that was like, it said Asian, from Asia, okay. Like India. But, you know, there's always some sort of DNA that you would never expect in your blood. But then, like I said, there's some people that do come back where there's a percentage or two that they don't know what that DNA is. They can't connect it with anybody else, or they can't connect it with a society or a different part or parts of the world that normally, that if you're a part of that, like here in the United States, if you're a Native American, most of the times you can connect it to a Native American and even go back to Asia. There's sometimes you just can't find out what that DNA is. And
right.
So that would be considered extraterrestrial DNA. They just don't know.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's, I think I'd have a heart attack. I'd be like, although half of me, I'm pretty sure they don't know what half of me is from. So
right. No, I think it'd be kind of fun. I'd be like, that's a conversation right there.
It would be really neat. And I bet you, as science evolves, you know, especially with the popularity of DNA, I mean, everybody seems this day and age to want to look at their family roots, want to look at, hey, where did I come from or what makes it up? So
right.
I think the more we ask the questions, the more people say, hey, I want answers, the more the research would develop, and it will probably get exposed at some point, the actual, you know, origin of it all.
Right. Well, and in fact, though, if you look, I can't remember the prime minister's name. He was a prime minister of Canada.
Oh,
once he retired.
Oh, no, not him.
No, not
the one's really cute. Hey, he's so cute, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Adorable. Side note. Okay.
Yeah, that's another conversation piece.
The other one.
But this guy, it's been a few years ago, but he retired as a prime minister. But he came out and said, yes, there are alien life forms. Yes, there are different type of species. I mean, he was very open about it. And he said, I couldn't do it when I was prime minister, which,
wow,
you know, yeah. Many of our presidents, I mean, like Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan both saw aliens. President Carter saw an alien. President Nixon took Jackie Gleason, and this was on record of Jackie Gleason telling the stories to quite a few of his friends, that President Nixon took him to a base in Florida and showed him bodies of alien life forms. I mean, it goes back, you know, forever. During George Washington, when he crossed the river, he was approached by a vision and told about the future of America and showed what America would look like. And this was jotted down by one of his assistants that wrote this his journal. So, I mean, it goes back from day one.
Yeah.
Even in the Bible talks about it. And we just don't, you know, see it or hear it about it. You just have to look for it.
Wow. What about you? I mean, have you ever personally experienced UFOs or sightings or anything like that?
The only time when I was a kid back in the 70s, I'd say I was about probably 7 or 8, about that age. I remember my brother running in. He was a teenager at the time, running into our house and said, "Oh my God, Mom and Dad, everybody come outside. I want to show you. I think it's a UFO." And we're like, "Well, whatever." I know my dad was like, "I don't want to go out." My dad's not. He's not much of a believer of that. But my mom, my sister, my sisters, and myself, we went out and we lived in Kansas, and there were sightings of UFOs in that area before. And it was, you know, in the 70s, I think UFO sightings were quite a bit. And so we actually we lived in a valley. And so on the top of the hill, we saw an object, but we said, "Let's get in the car and drive closer." So we drove up. I know, kind of crazy.
That's complete. Have you not seen a scary movie? You don't open the door.
Right. Right.
You go the opposite way.
You know, us white country folk, we have to go explore. So we get in the car and we drove closer, and we did. It was just this object that was just sitting there. It wasn't making noise, wasn't moving. You know, they had some lights and stuff, but it wasn't making much noise. And so then you hear this, the kind of this prop plane flying, it was flying from east to west, and it was flying, and it kind of went in the same area, but it was still a ways away. But then I think it must have saw that. Mm-hmm. And you see the plane turn around and head towards the object, because it's probably the same thing, going, "What is that?" And as it gets closer, the object just shoots straight up in the air and disappears. I mean, it was just gone. And that was my experience with a UFO. I mean, we don't know what it was, but it was no craft of its time. I mean, it could have been a government secret plane or something, but it made no noise. It maneuvered when it goes up. It went straight up. It disappeared, and it was definitely not anything of this world, or at least of what we knew at the time. So that always sparked my interest. My brother is complete. Like, you think if I'm interested in this, my brother is way interested.
Is he?
Yeah. And Eddie's had his own experience. He's seen UFOs. He actually seen an alien himself. So yeah, you should listen sometime when we have people on from MUFON, which is Mutual UFO Network. We've had them on many times, and Eddie's told his story, and it does. It makes me my experience like, well, that's not really impressive compared to Eddie's. But,
well, if it helps you, I mean, your experience is one more experience than I've had. So
have you not ever seen anything of like, you're like, "I don't know what that is. It could be, it makes me wonder." Nothing?
No, but I haven't. But I'm totally open to the idea, you know, because it was really interesting. A while ago, I had a client and he called me and told me about an experience he had, and when he was a boy. And I mean, I knew from his experience, like, I could feel and I knew that he was absolutely speaking the truth. So I knew what he had experienced had happened. So for me, it was the most realistic experience I personally had had, just through him, you know, through the session. And but I absolutely believe it. They just probably don't want a girl from Jersey. They're probably like, "She'll give us so much trouble. She'll give us too much lip back. Throw that one back." So
that's hilarious. You're like, "No, let her go.
I'd sit on the aircraft and they'd say, "What exit?"
that's hilarious.
No, but it's but I actually really believe in the idea and the experience that people can have. Right. And I think it's, you know, it would be, I mean, how do I know? We can't just say that this is our only, I mean, if I believe in other realms for spirit, then clearly there's got to be additional realms and energies beyond this, right? It would be so, yeah.
Well, I always tell people, especially in the religious field, because even as of recent, I know the Catholic Church have mentioned that, you know, who are we to say that, you know, there's no life forms out there? Yeah. I mean, even just hearing it from them, that's pretty significant. And you know, in Ronald Reagan, he even talked about it, about the, like I said, because he had saw, you know, UFOs before.
Right.
And even encountered alien terrestrials and extraterrestrials. So he definitely had mentioned it in the speech once about, you know, what if this world, would the world come together if a force outside this, you know, this world would pretty much attack us?
Oh, yeah.
Would we come together? So, I mean, you don't just say that out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's not a random thought,
no,
right?
No.
That's some secret document saying, well, hey.
Right. Well, a good if you have never seen it, if you're not into ancient aliens, there's another one on History Channel. I'm a big History Channel buff.
Uh-huh.
Is watching Hangar One.
I've heard of this show.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually all the MUFON, Mutual UFO Network. They're one of the, not one of, they are the oldest organization, UFO organizations in the world that collects data of all sightings. Majority of it's here in the U.S., but they're starting to expand overseas too. But it's, I mean, they have a lot of information, and that's why it became a TV show, because they had too much information that was people visitations and abductions and encounters. And yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it is fascinating. And we're about to kind of go into our last break. So it's just the last break of the show. But for anyone listening, we're talking to Tony Sweet, host of On Air with Tony Sweet, and host of Truth Be Told with Eddie Connor. And Truth Be Told is every Fridays. It's from 4 to 6. It's on UBN Radio, Channel 2?
Channel 1.
Channel 1. Sorry, I'm on Channel 2. Channel 1. Okay. And this is great. So when we come back from the break, we're going to dive in a little bit more, get some more gossip and stories from you regarding these sightings. And I'm really excited to have you. So talk to you on the other side of the break, Tony.
I'll be here.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Colby here for Revelations with my fabulous guest, Tony Sweet, host of Truth Be Told. Hi, Tony. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Colby.
Now, what I want to talk about, because we've talked about Freemasons and definitely UFOs and all of this has been fascinating, but I want to now go into the paranormal. Ooh. So now I'm getting to my turf.
That's right.
What I want to know. Yeah, now I know what we're doing. But so, you know, what about paranormal? What about ghosts and investigative? What do you guys do in that regard?
Well, first of all, I have to say, when I was a young child, this was what really got me. Again, I had my UFO story. Now I have my ghost story. When I was a child, I do remember it quite a bit. And I don't remember a lot about my childhood, but this is one I do remember. When I was a kid, I used to see an old man that was in my house. I mean, I'd look and it would be an old man. Then it would be a vacuum cleaner, or then it would be something. I mean, it would be but I remember used to vividly seeing it. And we also used to constantly hear things walking and doors shutting. And I remember walking up the stairs when I was a little older, but probably early teens. And I remember hearing something. I was at home alone. And I thought, what the heck is going on? So I remember walking up the stairs, and all of a sudden the painting at the top of the stairs, there was a painting that was hanging on the wall. And mostly when paintings fall, it falls straight down.
Or it's from a movie.
Right. But this actually come forward towards, I mean, it wasn't like fly.
Oh, wow.
It didn't fly across the room. It just came forward and fell, which, you know, it's otherwise you'd have to have a ledge for it to like fall the way it fell. And so I remember my mom, even to this day, she goes, I remember you saying you used to see it. My brother used to hear it. My mom used to hear things all the time. But years later, when I was older, my brother had a child, a son, and about the same age, maybe even a little younger, maybe 5 or 6, he was in the same house that my parents owned and that I grew up in. And I remember my sister-in-law saying that my nephew said, Mama, look at that old man sitting in that chair.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's like, what old man? And he said, right there, sitting in that chair. And she remembered me talking about seeing an old man. She said, I picked him up and I just ran out the door, ran out the house. So
see, now she's the smart one running away from a situation. You see?
Yeah, never me. I'm always like, I'm like the cat. Curiosity killed it. But
oh, my goodness. So did you ever figure out who the old man was?
The only thing I can think of is the gentleman that built the house was an older man that passed away in probably not in the 1920s, that he owned the bank at the time. There wasn't a bank when I was a kid, but at the time when the house was built, that there was a bank, and he owned the bank, and he died in the house. And I'm assuming that he just, you know, either loved his house enough or just still, you know, wants to be a part of it. I have no idea. He was never violent. He wasn't nothing. It was just he made himself known. It was, you know, and I lived there, God, from the time I was like 4 years old till the time I graduated high school.
Nice. Yeah.
So I never felt, you know, in harm.
Right into anything. Yeah. Mm. Wow. So. And what about other ghost investigations? Have you guys gone on like ghost hunting explorations?
Well, see, here's what I want to do. I mean, we've talked with a lot of people from ghost hunters and other sources of TV shows that do ghost hunting, and, you know, authors, and they're all fascinating, but I really want to get out into the field and really do ghost, expeditions. The problem is Eddie, being a psychic, you would think he would be willing to do that, but he gets a little nervous. He gets scared for some reason.
I don't want to talk to them.
Well, there's a place here in Los Angeles. It's a closed insane asylum that closed years and years and years ago. And Rachel Lang, you know, does a show.
Yes. Yep. Good friend of mine.
Yeah, friend of yours and friend of ours, and she said she would go, and Eddie's like, I just don't know if I want to do it. And I'm like, oh my God, this would be so much fun. And
I would go. I would have a blast. Let's just do it. Let's go there and have some fun.
Yes, I wanted, you know, I like Queen Mary, and there's other haunted.
Oh, Queen Mary, yeah, Queen Mary would be a fun one too.
So, I mean, for me, I'm not scared of that stuff. I think just because of the experiences I've had, I'm sure if I had a bad experience or something like that. And majority of the people tell me a lot of spirits, you know, there's not a lot of violent spirits. I mean, you see shows about it. And I think we've seen The Exorcist and the Amityville and that, you know, that kind of, but that's, I think, sensationalized just to kind of pique our interest. But you know, majority of the time people, you know, the spirits, they just, you know, they don't either don't know how to go to the other side, or they just, you know it better than I do.
I'm a big believer in that, you know, I don't really feel that spirits are out to harm us or get to us. I think a lot of it has to do with us understanding either why they're choosing to stay on this side. Maybe they have a reason or a purpose, or maybe they're throwing things or making noise because they want to make us aware of something. But I don't always feel that it's with negative intent. You know, I just don't. I've never experienced it. So for me personally, it would be hard to say, oh, absolutely, they're going to kill us.
Right.
But, you know, that's just my personal belief. And, you know, some people definitely may have had a different personal experience. But regardless, it's still really fun and interesting to learn more about it. And there's nothing wrong with investigating anything. I mean, that's how we learn. It's how we grow, right?
That's why Truth Be Told started, because I wanted to learn more. I didn't grow up around psychics, even though I went to psychics, you know, started in my 20s. You know, most people told me about it, and I went on my own. And I think there were some great psychics, and there's some amazing psychics, and then some people I didn't help me at all.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, this is why Truth Be Told started, because I was so curious about so many things in this genre of, you know, alternative media, paranormal, UFO, conspiracy theory, because I think the more knowledge we have, the better we take with us to the next life and our next journey around around the sun. So I think it's important that we ask questions and we learn from experts that have done the research and wrote the books, and like, you know, Lisa Williams, you know, learn from her, just her experience. And
if it weren't for her, we wouldn't have even met.
Exactly. That's exactly how we met.
It is. That was actually really fun. You came to a workshop that in fact, I think this was through the master teacher training when I was training in the final stages of the master teacher. And then there was a workshop, and then you came, and Eddie was there too. Wasn't Eddie there?
Eddie and John Williams.
So, oh, wasn't that fun? Look, see how much you've learned.
No, I did. I honestly went as an observer. I really went as an observer, and I end up learning that I had intuitive, you know, ways myself.
Of course you do.
And I was just like, I was baffled, but I was exhausted after that. Man.
Yeah, you need a little nap, don't you?
Yes. I didn't realize how much energy it was going to take.
It does take energy, but it is great. And I think this show that you do, Truth Be Told, is so needed. I think it's a great way for people to have a safe environment to ask the tough questions, or ask the questions that they may be afraid to ask in front of family and friends. They can kind of listen in and tune in and find out answers here through the show and the platform that you have.
Yeah, no, and you know, we stream live stream on Fridays 4 to 6. Eddie, we usually do an hour each with our guest. We do call-ins for psychic readings, and we stream through ubnradio.com channel 1, or we also Facebook live stream from Tony Sweet's page, which is both my entertainment and my paranormal show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's also, they can subscribe, right? Does it show up as a podcast in iHeartRadio or something?
Yeah, we're on iHeartRadio, on podcasting, iTunes, Stitcher. You can go to truthbetoldwebtv.com. That's our website. You can check out all upcoming guests. In fact, this coming Friday, if you guys tune in, it's all about UFOs and also the Mayan calendar. We have some great guests going to be discussing both. and then go to our YouTube channel. All our videos, every single one of them, are up on YouTube. So check them out. We'd love.
Oh, that's great for anyone who's is interested in any of the areas that we've really talked about tonight. And what is the website again, just so people can have it?
It's truthbetoldwebtv.com.
Okay, truthbetoldwebtv.com.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, fabulous, fabulous. And again, they can also follow on YouTube and iHeart and all that fun stuff. But yeah, everybody, if you get a chance, tune in. I mean, this is a great idea to learn something new. It's entertaining. It's fascinating. And it sounds like, you know, you've got these amazing experts who've really committed their life to their specific area.
Oh, definitely. And like I said, it's always an honor to
well,
win.
Thank you.
Come back. And it's an honor to be on your show. You're such a great host.
Oh, thank you, Tony. This has been really great. And I just want to thank you so much for being on tonight and sharing your thoughts and feelings and what you know with everybody. And it's been really, really fun. Next time we'll have to have, you know, Eddie on too. But oh. I want to just thank you so much.
Oh, of course.
And yeah, bye. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care.